The Discernment. In the book, The Brand U50, author and speaker Tom Peters recalls browsing an advice book about work and bumping into a sentence that jolted him. "When was the last time you asked, 'What do I want to be?'" Thinking it through, Peters devised four questions that could be asked in arriving at a self-definition. The first is the "what I want to be" question that made an instant impression on him. The others are, "What do I want to stand for?" "Does my work matter?" and "Am I making a difference?" Other clusters of questions are posed by Peters in other contexts relating to one's products and projects. For example, "Who are you?" "What is your product?" "How is it special?" "How is it different from others' similar offerings?" "How can I demonstrate its trustworthiness?" And "How can I demonstrate I'm with it and contemporary?" Thoughtful answers to even just a few such questions will help bring your gig more clearly in focus. Michael Himes, a Catholic priest and professor of theology at Boston College, has given considerable thought to how a student or anyone else discerns a vocation or calling in life. In a number of articles and presentations, he has outlined three basic questions people can reflect on when they're making choices about a profession, or even just a job or some other role. Those questions are: 1. Is there a source of joy? 2. Is there something that taps into your talents and gifts, engages all of your abilities, and uses them in the fullest way possible? And 3. Is this role a genuine service to the people around you, to society at large? Himes has an even pithier version of this self-examination. It goes like this. 1. Do you get a kick out of it? 2. Are you any good at it? And 3. Does anyone want you to do it? "Do I get a kick out of it?" has to be answered by you, the person asking the question. Himes says one way of answering is to think about the issues and concerns that you return to over and over. These are what fascinate you, excite you, really intrigue you, lure you on. They get you to ask more and more questions. On the other hand, "Are you any good at it?" is a question for people around you to answer. In this connection, Himes recommends fostering a circle of friends who can be honest with you about your talents. Perhaps a simpler way of going about this would be to consider the people who have been important to you in your career. Let's say, teachers, bosses, colleagues, and clients. What have you learned from them about yourself, about your skills, and the areas in which you excel? What do you suppose they would say if someone were to ask them about your strengths and weaknesses? We would add that the discernment also has to be about potential. It's not simply a matter of what you're good at now, but what you might become good at, no, great at, in the future. According to Himes, "Does anyone want you to do it?" must be answered by the people you are serving or would like to serve. We must hear from the people around us what they really need. What is it that they really want us to do? This is vocation talk. In workaday terms, it's all about the customer, elastically defined to include employers, clients, team members, and others. Will they go for the package of skills, perspectives, and approaches that I'd like to sell? Am I offering something that will help make their lives a little easier, their products more valuable, their projects more successful? And will they recognize this? Discerning your vocation is not exactly the same as understanding your gig. You may have chosen long ago to become a product developer. That's your vocation. Before realizing that you'd like to be, or already are, the one who spearheads conversations about ideas for new products. That's your gig. Still, the three vocational questions are handy tools for discerning a gig. We would tweak them as follows. 1. What is it that constantly grabs my interest and sparks my curiosity? 2. What am I good at, and what do I want to be great at? And 3. Where's the market for this? Take a moment to reflect on these questions, and keep in mind that they're not really about reinventing yourself. They're about reflecting on what you are already doing, thinking, planning, desiring. Part of the discernment is to think about the distinctive value you add to your work, the special skills and perspectives you bring to the task. If you're an accountant, what separates you from the one who works two floors above you? What makes you stand out? Or how would you like to stand out? What's your vision of how to become the best accountant around? Peters has offered a straightforward assessment tool for examining these questions. Fill in the following blanks. I am known for... Now list 2 to 4 things. By this time next year, I plan to be known for... Fill in 1 or 2 more things. This will get you pretty close to sizing up your added value as a professional, now and in the near future. Another path of discernment is to craft a personal mission statement that gets to the core of what you value. Peters recommends something in writing that takes stock of your priorities. How exactly do you spend your time? What's the nature of your contributions at a meeting? Who exactly do you hang out with? A personal statement of this sort could provoke and clarify ideas about what Peters calls the brand you. That is, what distinguishes you as a professional. It's important, though, to keep in mind that a gig should never be written in stone. Like a vocation, a gig is not static. It requires continued self-reflection and revision because passions change, knowledge expands, and needs shift. As Himes often says in his talks to college students, the only time your vocation is settled is when you are settled, 6 feet under, that is. Ditto for the gig.